I'm on the streets, reporting live from behind this Sonata. My jaw hurts. There you go. That's the report. I wanted to buy a drink from a vending machine, but it was broken and it wouldn't sell me one, so that fucking sucks. But I'm probably going to need for stop for gas on the way home, so I'll have a chance at a drink anyway.
Catches the harmonize like yo.
behind me is a nondescript black SUV with a big old fucking Ram bar on it. Tinted out. Black trucks following me. Alright, okay. We're alright. Now, see, he heard me say it and realized that fucking I was on to him. Fucking tailing me.
And you best believe the hype is real.
Oh, bike guy, ride your bike better, because I need to get in this lane and you're right here fucking up my shit.
At what point do you think that everyone just kind of gives up on this whole fucking identity thing and just like, okay, well, look, clearly Social Security is not, like, the number is not, we can't reliably use it to ID people because of identity theft and all this other stuff. Like, at what point do you just overhaul this entire system of credit card numbers and Social Security numbers and driver's license numbers and like, find a more secure solution? I mean, I guess, like, the actual answer is probably that would be something the government would have to do, and the government is too busy trying to fuck people over to fucking worry about people not getting fucked over anymore. Like, a more reliable national ID, I guess, right? Something that is not something that can be easily cloned or stolen. Not that I know what the fuck that would even be. Yes, chip me up, yes. Fucking chip implants, there it is. Problem solved, except that you could probably just clone those. I mean, fuck, man, if people can clone an amiibo, what can't they clone? swab people's mouths. Yeah, fucking retina scan. Yeah, but like at some point, that's such a fucking privacy nightmare that. That's not a good solution either. So I.
Sirius XM Super 70s on 7 with JJ Walker, the Jackie Gleason Studios in Miami, for the Wednesday night roll call. Who are you? Where are you listening to?
I'm Emma Madsen, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Terry Petrello, Utica, New York.
Curtis in Goose Creek, South Carolina.
How about y'all? We're toll free from anywhere in North America, 877-747-4967.
Nobody. wanna know when in the course is. By the time they hit fourth grade, they got the Discovery Channel, don't they?
Yeah, Aerosmith, pretty much the definitive version of this song. Everyone knows that.
Adam to let me know when, and we'll get hooked up as long as he's in town. He's going to Europe and to help promote the album over there. Well, I do it over here.
Hey, they got phones in Europe.
So, yeah, they do. They got Skype.
Thank you so much, Carmine. We really,
appreciate it. It's a pleasure, and I'm supposed to let you know I'm listening.
Excellent.
I did hear You Keep Me Hanging Out. You Can't Do That by Vanilla Fudge on the Beat Channel.
Well, here it comes again.
Now, here it comes again.
Here it comes again.
Hey Siri, play some funk. Sometimes it just doesn't activate right away. Hey Siri, play some funk.
Now playing the station funk.
Ah, the station funk. What does Apple think is funky? Any part of that intro speech and guarantee it's been used somewhere else. Any syllable of that.
Make it fun. Tell me. Make it fun. No, it is. Make it fun. Got to do it now. Make it fun. Got to do it now.
call, you can just loop this up. Concerned about in-air moves with the hat. So the hat, you can, if you, what is it? If you hold down the button, the hat stays out there to let you jump on it. Like you can kind of make the hat stay out. But yeah, in terms of just like stuff you're gonna do while you're already in the air, I don't know. Get on up and do your stuff. We'll be right back.
stupid. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drum. What's it to tighten it up for me now? Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah.
40 old English to this. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get some gas. We get something to drink. Love is love.
All right. Me and my $55 tank of gas are going to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be a dick, but I don't really want to hear much Jermaine Jackson in my life. You know, it's not really what I'm not there checking for Jermaine. Apparently skipping that song has broken everything. Apple can't believe that anyone would skip that Jermaine. Siri, stop the music.
Thanks. You know, sometimes the mood shifts. You gotta switch it up, you know, musically. That, and sometimes I'm just curious as to what Apple Music can provide. Hey Siri, play some ska music.
Here's the album Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. By various artists.
Fuck you. You hateful motherfucker. Tim Cook, you motherfucker! Ska band yet named Scott Pilgrim? Hey Siri, play some ska music.
Okay, here's some ska, picked just for you.
Ska for me? This is not, well.
Stop your running wild.
This is straight and right. Pick just for me.
Stop your running around. you running around, making trouble in the town. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you.
There was a man, he stood alone, clutching in his hands a really drunk bowl. Too many fans, he was the best. Through the many years, he passed out the test. Yes, Danny Drummond was the man with the big drum bone. Well, nobody else thought he stood alone. Danny Drummond was the man with the big drum bone. Nobody else did it on his own. Well, who can forget the man in the street with the scatter lights, a musical tree? Can't forget this music complete, and the many fans who rock to the beat. Yes, that Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Well, nobody else, Lord, he stood alone. That Drummond was the man with the big trombone. Nobody else did it on his own. Go you!
How well it can differentiate. Hey Siri, play some third wave ska. What do you think about that?
Okay, here's some third wave ska. Picked just for you.
Oh. It's kind of digging the other stuff, but let's see. Only has Madness and this 2002 remaster of Specials. That's the entire third wave. Specials. That's all I got. This is just kind of weird now. That's all it's... You know, maybe just boil it down to, like, deep subgenres of subgenres at some point. Maybe they just don't have the taxonomy in place to really have the depth. Whatever, I got fucking full bars. Sometimes it just doesn't... It's kill the music app. You know, you start skipping a bunch of tracks, eventually it's just like, I don't even know. So let's try it again. Hey Siri. Play some third wave ska.
Playlist third wave ska songs about food now playing.
It's a very different result. I mean, this song is about food.
I got pegged in the head by a big red ball and stung in my head hung. Black glass with a bloody nose, and soon it was lunchtime.
No, that's, that checks out.
This is the weirdest fucking thing I ever heard.
Yeah, that's okay. I... Apple Music has a bunch of weird playlists. But you get the impression that there is a staff of people doing it. I don't think they're user-submitted playlists. I don't know. I don't know. So I guess maybe I can actually look, right? Oh, maybe I can. I don't know. Yeah, okay, Rock and Roll Pizzeria technically fits, I guess. Jeez. Toxic Toast might be kind of a reach, I don't know. Funny to hear like the opening bit of this song being about going to Japan to play a show, because the number of fucking ska bands I saw on flights to Tokyo in the early 2000s, it seemed like every fucking time we were going to TGS or the AM show or any, you know, Space World or anything, there was fucking a group of 18 motherfuckers with horn cases trying to get on the fucking plane. And they paid super well. I knew some people in ska bands that played Tokyo and did fucking quite well over there. Like, they ate it up. They ate it up for sure. Some third wave ska. We'll just play that same playlist, because it gave us two different outcomes.
Okay, playing playlist third wave ska songs about food.
Weird. Wonder why. Third wave ska songs about food. Future is scary. Hey Siri, play some punk. Keep it as, like, generic as possible.
Station Modern Punk playing.
Modern Punk. Oh, I'm very unhappy. I am extremely unhappy with this result.
I'm up to my eyeballs in red neon suits and spray on tans. I'm down to my underwear because I threw it all away in a Wendy's trash can.
Finally, some fucking punk rock, you know? Maybe I need to... Okay, hey Siri. Play some punk rock.
Got it. Now playing punk and rock.
Oh, fuck you. Crust punk. No, I'm trying to even fucking think of how you would phrase classic punk, I guess? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, fuck this. Punk. All right. Hey Siri, play some proto-punk. Not pronto-punk. What? Oh well.
Here's Pronto by Pronto coming up.
You suck. Hey Siri. Play some proto-punk.
Got it. Here's the album Soul Jazz Records Presents Punk 45. Sick on You. One Way Spit. After the Love and Before the Revolution. Proto-punk 1969 to 1977. By various artists.
One, two, three, four! I feel like it gets that on a technicality because the word proto-punk is just in the name of that album. Or of this compilation, I guess. I don't know.
Call you up on the phone. You say I'm not at home. Oh, girl, don't you know?
Let your mind see. say a decade.
Yeah, that probably actually would work.
Oh well.
Hey Siri, play some punk from the 1970s.
Here's some 70s punk.
Thrash songs about food.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, I mean, search is fucking hard. Like, you know, our search engine right now is fucking bad at giving you what you're looking for. Because you have a lot of different results, and you have to weigh it out. Like, so what is the right answer when if someone were to ask, play some punk? What is the actual right answer? You probably have albums in your database called punk. Like someone must have just had an album called punk or compilation or something in there. You've got different subgenres within punk. So is the right answer like, here's a playlist that is the top level genre of punk. So it's going to play fucking pop punk from last week and shit from the 70s. And is that something someone would want? Someone want that wide of a response? And so tuning search to fucking actually answer these questions is fucked. You know, like imagine a site like, let's say Comic Vine, for example. When you type in Batman, what the fuck do you actually want? Do you want the character? Do you want any number of volumes, any number of runs of comic books that would each have their own separate page that are probably just called Batman or some variant thereof? It's fucked. Like, when you're dealing with a lot of data that has, like, very similar names. Like, you know, when someone types in Nintendo, what are they looking for? The company page? Are they looking for the 8-bit Nintendo? Are they looking for the Super Nintendo? Are they looking for a list of all Nintendo systems? Are they looking for Nintendo Land? No one's looking for Nintendo Land, to be fair. But there are just a lot of funky cases like that where, like, you know, like, we'll eventually, and we don't have the pages split apart, but, like, if we were doing the data the way that we probably should be doing the data for, like, the sanctity of the data, what would you get if someone searched for Tetris? Like, what's the actual right answer? Because there are a trillion different versions of Tetris, and they're all different enough to probably warrant their own page. It's fucking hard. Anyway, I'm home. Everybody have a good day, and, yeah, I don't know. I'll see you later.